This is Ted Kennedy. Workplace health and safety are finally getting the priority they deserve. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, workplace health and safety are problems the Reagan and Bush administrations constantly ignored, with their laissez-faire attitude that business could do no wrong. As a result, work-related accidents and illnesses have been exacting a staggering toll. One key reform would make an enormous difference, Al. European countries use it, and so can we. Federal inspectors can't begin to inspect every work site, but workers can. Let's create joint employer-employee safety committees to identify dangerous conditions in every workplace and take action to eliminate them. You ideological Neanderthals almost never liked the idea of business and labor working together. It's time you move beyond that knee-jerk reaction, Al. Don't let outdated ideology stand in the way of common sense.
Neanderthal? Why, you, as the patron saint of all liberalism, you have made outdated ideology a profession. Ted, I see that you only covered the two major groups you're beholden to, big labor and lawyers, have a litigation nightmare on us. Ted, using political brownie points to improve worker health and safety will never work. I know for a fact that you didn't approach one single person in the business community when you were compacting this trash. You have conveniently failed to point out that the vast majority of employers already have voluntary employee involvement health and safety programs. As usual, pal, you've been left in the dust. Business and non-union labor already know full well that no one alone can just whistle a symphony. It takes the full orchestra to play it. Ted, either you Democrats are too hip deep in big union PAC money to even notice, or the whistle is only the air blowing between your ears. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.